Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend in the Saturday edition of Housing Information You Can Trust. Hey,
every time we go on remote.
Me, make up your mind. Do you want me to press it or do you want to press it? Which one?
I'm not. Never mind.
Ray's our engineer here, and he's kind of a type A personality, so
we try not to
touch anything.
You're right. I'm sorry, Ray. It's my fault. I will not touch that button again.
I am in my milieu. I always wanted to do a car show. I don't like doing a housing show.
It really wasn't my fault.
It was Ray's. Yeah. Welcome, everybody.
We're at a car show. The guys are at a car show.
AAA Auto Expo 6, version 6.
Right? Hello, everybody out there. How you doing? Got a great day out there. We're looking forward to a great day here in Dearborn, Michigan at the AAA
Auto Expo,
yes. Great spot.
Auto Expo 6. Let's call it 6.
Yeah, we are at the AAA headquarters here off Ford Road and Southfield Freeway. And
you
what
cannot
a beautiful spot.
This facility is bigger than the town I grew up in.
You're right about that.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
If you're driving down the freeway, you're headed toward the Auto Expo, we want to blow the horn on that car if it works.
Yeah, and anyone out there, hey, we're going to have a great day today. And we should do something at noon. Get everyone here at the show to lay on their horn. See how loud we can get it. Maybe we can leave.
Just
you know
before the real car guys.
I was going to say, you're right. Yeah, maybe we should hold that for Steve and Roger and Dan because they're the real car guys, aren't they? The car show will be broadcasting here when we're done, but they were nice enough to invite us here today.
I know, except for our show. Actually, that's one of my favorite shows on
the
radio.
Very informative.
They do a great job.
I agree with you. I listen to them quite a bit. Absolutely. Driving into the studio. Yep.
And we've got another show coming up. Next weekend that you and I are going to be at in Novi, and we're going to be giving away a bunch of tickets today.
That's a really, really big show.
Really big show.
Yeah, the fall edition of the Novi Home Show. We will be there, Chuck. You know, we'll talk about this a little later on.
Yeah.
This is, for everybody listening out there, the best time of year to plant. You agree?
I do. Well, that was an interesting segue.
Well, because
plant
the home
your roots,
show.
Plan ideas for
there you go.
Christmas gifts.
There you go.
Plant vegetation.
People who want to get their lawn looking better, this is the time of year to start making that lawn looking better. We'll talk about that later on in the show. We're going to have a great time here. Hey, and let's give it up to Cam and Jim, the Great American Weekend. What a great, you know, it's such a fun Saturday morning. I've had more people tell me that they tune into WJR on Saturday morning. And Sunday morning, and they just keep it on because we have such a fun lineup, and we really do.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't I what?
Why wouldn't people tune in to WJR on Saturday and Sunday and listen to positive information? You know something Jim Harper did this morning that I just love? The gentleman that is protecting the doors behind us into this beautiful facility is a retired Dearborn police officer, 27 years on the job. Jim Harper said he makes it a point to, post on his own Facebook twice a week a positive story about police. And then he told a story about a Monroe police officer this week. So I just thought that was so cool. Jim, God bless you.
Great.
Good stuff.
And you know what? We do have these fun shows every weekend here on WJR throughout the weekend, starting in the morning. But today's special. Today's a car show. And you love this, don't you?
I mean, you
can walk around here all day. And I've admitted to people, you asked me earlier, Ken, does this do anything for you? I've never been a car guy, and here's why. Because I can't work on them. Even when I was a kid.
Actually, I was asking you if I do anything for you.
No.
Well, in that case.
Things haven't changed there, buddy.
Does this do anything for you?
They're beautiful cars. And I would own one if my wife would let me. But the reason she would
let you. You tell her what you're going to do.
Yeah, right. Right. I just can't work on cars. I can build you anything you want. I can work on an exterior home. But look at that. See that? That's what happens to me when I try working on vehicles right there.
Poor baby.
I bash my finger.
Did you really get that off a car?
No. No, but that's what would happen to me.
That looks like a concrete block did that to your pinky.
It's actually a postal digger. And I got to tell you, I thought about this yesterday when we did it. You know how every time when a guy's done strapping something down, every guy has to go, they have to twang the strap and go, that's not going anywhere.
Absolutely.
That's just a universal guy thing,
Shame
right?
Shame on you if you don't.
Exactly.
That's like putting a trailer hitch, you know, something on your back of your truck and not checking it. You got to check it.
So the minute I did this yesterday, the second I did it, I'm an idiot. I'm just hopping around.
And nobody disagreed.
No one disagreed because I know better than this because I know, but I should have had gloves on. If I would have had gloves on, it would have done it. And the dumbest thing is I had gloves. Just didn't put them on.
You know what? I've always had gloves, and I never wore them. I just started wearing them in the last 2 years. I never wore them on a job. My hands were always like feet.
Well, that's because in the old days, your hands were like leather, and it can handle it. Now they're more like tissue paper.
True story.
True story.
True story. You don't hear me arguing with you.
You're right. Hey, so we got a great show coming up for today. Just a little while, we're going to have Jared Beauchamp, who is what Chuck likes to call the chief cook and bottle washer for Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. I like to call him the owner. And he's going to come on and help teach you and tell people the best way to have clean, healthy water in your home. We're also going to have a good friend of ours come on. Brian's coming on, right, I believe?
And Brian Starrs, I think, is going to come on with us at 11:05 to talk about that No Buy Home Show next week. And at some point in time, either today or tomorrow, you and I want to talk about our article yesterday in the Detroit News Homestyle section that the lien law is so critical for people to understand. Whenever we see either protracted great times in the industry or protracted slow times in the industry, we start to see people that have dealt with a contractor that goes bankrupt halfway through the job.
Yep.
And then these homeowners end up paying twice for maybe the lumber or the kitchen cabinets or the countertops or the shingles or whatever. So you want to be reading that article specific to the lien law and its implications to you as a homeowner. That was in the Detroit News Homestyle section yesterday.
And here's what we don't want anyone thinking is happening out there. Things are not slowing down in our industry right now.
No,
no matter what these interest rates are going to do, no matter what the weather's going
to do. New home sales a touch nationally are slowing down, and even rental rates, the rate of increase has gone down a little bit, but they're still going up.
The remodeling. Is I tell you what, everyone that we know is still extremely busy, and we tell people once you've decided on your person, your company that you're going to bring into your home or hire for whatever reason, get on their list as soon as possible, because our team partners will tell you they get letters on a sometimes weekly basis how their material rates are going up. And then, of course, we all know labor rates have been going up, so get locked in soon.
We don't see any slowdown in that at all.
No, we don't. We don't.
So we hope you'll stick around with us. Be caller number 9 at 800-859-0957. You can win 4 tickets to the No Buy Home Show October 7th through the 9th at the Suburban Collection Showplace.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now. Hey.
Yeah.
We want to see you there next weekend. Next weekend. Hey, if you have one of these beautiful classic cars, if you're sitting here listening to the inside, outside, guys, what do you have on that floor at home? Do you treat the environment you keep that car in as well as you do that car?
I'll bet all the people here are listening are going to want access to the company you and I are going to have sponsor this next
segment. Yeah, make sure that no moisture comes through that garage floor by putting a beautiful coating on from our good friends at Comer and Cross Concrete Coatings.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. We enjoy this show more than doing the show more than you enjoy listening to it. Coming up, we've got Jared Beauchamp from Beauchamp's Water Treatment and Conditioning that is going to spend some time with us. He's just wending his way in. I wonder if he drove.
I see him. He's way down there.
Jared, did you bring your car?
About 200 yards away.
I thought
away.
Maybe he was listening to us.
Moving slow.
He's way down the sidewalk. But we're going to be taking calls, too, from our listeners.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Get you the inside outside, guys, and answer to any of your housing questions.
I like that. So anytime you want to call, unless we're in the middle of a conversation, actually, if you want to call about water treatment when we're talking to Jared, I'm sure he would field the call and answer the question, right?
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
So can people really be put in a situation where they paid their contractor for the lumber that was delivered, and then the lumberyard could come to them and make them pay again? Can that really happen?
it really seems wrong in every way.
It does.
But, yeah, it can happen.
It can happen.
And it's funny. It's kind of like you think of all sorts of things there are laws for that people are ignorant of. And ignorant is a bad thing. It just means you don't know. But when it comes to your house and your house being at risk, there's no excuse not to know, especially if you listen to the Inside Outside Guys or read the article in the Detroit News Homestyle section that came out yesterday. So let's say I'm a concrete contractor and I pour your concrete. You pay me. I leave, I literally file to go out of business the next day, and I have not paid for that concrete.
You didn't pay the ready-mix plant for that concrete.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
They are what we call a first-tier supplier, and they have lien rights on residential properties.
I agree.
So yep. They can file a claim of lien against your house, which we tell you this in the article. They literally, when they deliver that concrete, they have an ownership interest in your house equal to the value of that delivery. That's what it works out to be.
That, you know what? You're right.
It's crazy.
And that's scary.
It is scary.
And homeowners don't know that. An ownership in their house.
Now, yeah.
Chuck, and the biggest issue with this kind of stuff are people are too nice when they do this process, okay?
Because you is and nice I say, the right word?
Yeah, I think it is, because I do think people who listen to the Inside Outside Guys, well, they're awesome people. We know that. But I told you, in my entire career, Chuck, thousands of people I've sat in front of, thousands of jobs I've done for people, less than 1%, maybe 1% of 1%, asked me for licensing information, insurance information. Nobody ever, I can't remember one person that ever asked me for a waiver of lien.
I know.
Unless they were a contractor.
Or a sworn statement. Yeah, a contractor certainly asked you. Suppliers would ask you.
Right. So that situation.
Scary stuff.
That's one of the reasons it's so important to make sure you do work for a quality company that's been around for a long time. But it can still happen in those situations.
No, there are no guarantees. And right. Cash flow is a deceptive mistress. We've seen a lot of people in the, you know, 4 decades we've been around this business that own a business, doing a lot of work, making a lot of money, and all of a sudden are broke because they didn't manage that money. You know, so we just warn our listeners. I've always thought it was fascinating, because originally you kind of hesitated when I said, can that happen? And you went, well, it doesn't sound like it's right. And I don't disagree. But I think it was Thomas Jefferson that kind of was the catalyst for the lien law we have today. They came over from Europe where I might have to work on your property all my life, me and my family, pay you rent all my life. I literally never own a thing, and I couldn't.
Right.
I literally couldn't.
Right.
So when they came here, they said, you know what? If people own land and own a house and somebody works on that house, you should have to pay them. If they improve the value of that house, you should have to pay them. How can we make a law that says if you don't pay them, boy, you're still collectible? And what they came up with this idea that if you hire them and they do the work, they own part of your house until you pay them.
What did Thomas Jefferson do besides be one of the founding? Was he a carpenter or something? Because did he get burned once or twice?
Yeah, he might have gotten smoked by a homeowner that didn't pay him what he owed.
Exactly. He had to figure out what. And you and I have said this before, Chuck, because everyone is so nervous to bring a contractor in our house. And the good contractors, everybody, have been taken far more times by homeowners. Because there are contractors that go out there, let's say they do a $100,000 project for a homeowner. And the last draw is $5,000, and the homeowner finds a reason they don't want to pay him that $5,000.
Yep.
I know you're not a contractor, so it's safe for me to say this. You wouldn't go after that $5,000, would you?
I would have a number, probably not five.
Right. That's why I put that low.
You're right.
Because the energy you're going to put into that and the time you're going to put into that, the money you're going to spend to try to go after that, at that point, I know you, and you're gonna say in your mind, it's smarter for me just to put my energy somewhere else and go somewhere
else.
Yeah,
we advised a lot of builders over the years to, you know what, put it behind you, chalk it up to experience, modify your policies so that you don't get behind on people, which is why, you know, I'm always charging. When we built you a house, we drew money a lot of times from you, but the reason we did that was so that we wouldn't get into you so far that you could ruin our business.
Heck, we said this a lot. And we want homeowners to hear this. We tell contractors, if you're a contractor, get as much money as you can down. If you're a homeowner, put as little money as you can down. That being said, the good contractors are going to want money down. They're going to want draws as they go along. A good homeowner are going to want lien waivers as they make those draws, just like a bank would want if you're building a house.
Title company, bank?
Yes.
Anybody's going to want to see lien waivers or waivers of lien where people give up that right of ownership in the property? Boy, you talked a lot again.
Hey, this is good stuff. We're going to continue this conversation about keeping homeowners and contractors protected throughout the process. So let's say someone orders a new roof, and the roof's up, but it's a quality company that they don't need to worry about. Like
Kearns Brothers. I mean, I wouldn't worry about Kearns Brothers in this lifetime or the next.
Absolutely
we love
not.
Kearns Brothers.
The time in business and the amount of work done over the years proves something. And they are our quality company. When you're thinking about a new roof, we want you to consider our good friends at Kearns Brothers.
Welcome back, everybody. Do appreciate you being with us. We're going to have more fun than two guys deserve to have. And quite frankly, the show's going to go by too quickly, right?
You're right. But this show here that we are at, the AAA Auto Expo, is going to be going on for the next few hours, even once
until
we're
2
done.
O'clock.
Yeah, until 2 o'clock with the car show.
Yeah, from noon to 2, the guys at the car show will actually be broadcast.
Steve, Roger, and Dan.
I wonder if they'll acknowledge us, if they're kind of above us. You think?
Why would you even go there? Stop it, Chuck. Just stop it.
I come
that was
home
Chuck,
my
by
dog
the way.
Attacks me.
So there are three mics here, which makes it very convenient because those are for the three car, the guys on the car show. So we're going to take one of them right now. We're actually, a good friend of ours is going to take one of ours right now. Jared Beauchamp from Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions took a ride down. Jared, you could have called in today and said hi, but you weren't going to miss this chance to come see this, were you?
Yeah, I had to come down here and check these beautiful cars out.
You are a car guy as well, are you not?
Oh, yeah.
What do you have at home?
I've got a C8 that I never drive.
I was giving him some grief before we went on air. I knew he drove it today, and he didn't.
Look who's talking.
Well, mine's an old piece of junk six. C6.
Compared to these, right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I didn't want Jared to one-up me, so I drove the truck.
Okay, so,
no,
so for people who aren't car guys, what are these C cars you're talking about? Corvettes?
Yeah, the new Corvette. Yep. Okay. Yep. I think I have 792 miles, and I'm afraid to hit 800 miles.
Oh, that's funny.
You dog.
Are you afraid it'll depreciate, Jared? Is that it?
You know, I want to make sure when my kids inherited, I don't put too many miles on it.
You got a lot of miles left on you. That's a long
exactly.
way out.
Exactly. I'm thinking the same thing.
I'm going to abuse you for as long as we know each other now because of that. You shouldn't have admitted that to me.
Why would you even be thinking that way, Jerry? Hey.
That's funny.
Let's talk water. I mean, I see it everywhere. It's everywhere we go, especially Chuck's drinking some right now. Good, clean, healthy water. Is there anything people can drink that's better for you?
You know, no, water's, you know, we need it, obviously. It's an important part of our life, and we need it to be clean and safe.
I think about all the years before they had sodas and, you know, people were used, water was it, right? There was one flavor, and it was plain.
out of the green hose.
Exactly. Yeah, out of the hose or out of your tap, you know.
Which, by the way, I still enjoy drinking from.
You know what's funny? I think most people would do away with the plastic water bottles and all that stuff if they felt they had good tasting water out of their faucet. I really do. I think they've just been conditioned to think what's coming out of there isn't good for them.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we're able to basically repeat the process. The bottled water that you're buying, we're able to repeat that basically right inside your home and give you the same quality water without the plastic bottles and without the trash going into the landfills afterwards.
Yeah, that's huge as well. Yesterday I was on a job site. And I walked over to the hose, and I drank right out of the hose, and I tell you, I thought about you because you're the one who said it originally. We have great water here. The city water here that comes out of Detroit is some of the best in the country, correct?
Yep, that's correct. Yep. That's correct. Yep. The problem lies within our decaying lines. That
distribution
it
network?
The distribution network is falling apart. And I mean, if you go anywhere you go, you see construction now. I tend, as I'm driving around, I'm also seeing where they're pulling out water lines, they're pulling out different lines, and you see how rusted and decayed those lines are, even for the non-water lines, you know, even for the drainage lines, for the culverts. You see what happens to it down in the ground, and it's just falling apart, and that is what, you can send the best water out of the plant, but if it's going through dirty lines getting to you, or lines that are decaying and falling apart, you're drinking that.
I used to tell people, if you could see a video of the water supply lines from municipal systems, you probably wouldn't want to drink out of your tap.
Or the hot water heater. If people could look inside their hot water heater as well, correct?
Oh, goodness.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
So, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions, can come up with very affordable and long-term cures to the issues you and I are talking about, you and I and Ken are talking about. Right?
That's correct. Whether you're on well water or you're on city water, you need water treatment.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny because a lot of people who have bad water and they know they have bad water live with the bad water. They can't get any better. We're not going to break. We may not have room for, they think, a big system. They're on a slab on grade home. Tell them why that's false thinking. They shouldn't think that way.
Just simply because, the resources we have available for us and the systems that are available, we can fit systems underneath kitchen sinks. We've put systems out in heated garages, in closets. They really don't take up that much room, depending on what water we're dealing with. So, you know, if you give us a call, we'll come out. There's no charge. We can evaluate it, and we'll give you all your options, which is great. No cost to it, and you can find out.
And you'll do a test on the water system?
Yes, we'll test it for you and let you know exactly what we're finding, what we advise, and you don't have to. We can take that worry away from you.
I think most people listening are thinking water softener.
Yes.
Don't you?
Water softener or reverse osmosis, but I don't think.
Well, I don't think people think carry it to reverse osmosis. I think they're
just. Oh, no. I agree with you. They hear that word. Let's talk about that. What's the difference between water softening and reverse osmosis? Go over the process for us, would you please?
Yeah, absolutely. Water. When you're dealing with water softeners and iron filters, that is more pertaining to well water. So the listeners out there today, that if you have well water and you've been dealing and contending with iron that continues to come through, your whites continue to get stained, or
dull.
Or your wife is going to the hairdresser and constantly getting these expensive treatments, getting all these the iron and calcium.
Your wife's telling you to call Beauchamp is what's going on.
That's right.
And if you're ignoring her, shame on you.
And we are the cheaper solution. My wife's come back from these salons and some of these hair treatments that they give. Yeah, it's not cheap. So, but water, to answer the question, water softeners are typically going to be on well water applications. For our listeners today, they're on well water. Our listeners that are on city water, that's going to be, reverse osmosis, water purification, and also we offer filtration for the entire house. That'll safeguard you for any contaminants that you could be coming off.
Is that a couple great big tanks that I got to find room for?
It is like a giant, I tell people, it's almost like a giant Brita filter for your entire house.
How big, Jared? Forgive me for interrupting you.
If you're just doing a point-of-use system at your kitchen sink and also hooking it up to your refrigerator that makes ice and chilled water, it takes up maybe 20 inches by 6 inches.
Yeah.
Pretty small.
Yeah.
Pretty small. And then there's your bottled water. That's your bottled water right there at a separate faucet at the kitchen sink and also at your refrigerator.
I tell people, if you haven't tasted it, you need to. When my brother put in his system in South Lyon, I was shocked at the difference. At what came out of one faucet versus what came out of the reverse osmosis system faucet. Unbelievable.
And you're drinking that.
Love it.
The water that's non-filtered, when people are drinking, they're like, I can't believe. Afterwards, that's the biggest thing we hear is, I can't believe I dealt with it for so long. It's just something we ignored.
Do you hear that?
Oh, often. Yep, once they do it, they're like, I can't believe we didn't do it sooner. It's usually the husband's fault that it wasn't done that way, but,
Years ago, and I'm talking years ago, Chuck had a friend of ours who was a chiropractor on with us.
I did have a friend years ago. I remember that friend.
Yeah, didn't last long.
I had one
friend.
But it was fun.
But one of the things he said, which we thought was very interesting, is we were talking about, all the soaps and the antiperspirants that people put on you and that kind of stuff. And I mentioned about what you eat. And he said, no, it's not what you eat, it's what you absorb. Yep. And people need to understand, the cleaner water you have, you're absorbing that water. Every time you touch water, you're absorbing that water. That's why it's so important. But one thing I remember so well about when I first met you, Jared, is when you said, we have great water here in Detroit, and you were not interested in scaring people. You're not interested fear factor. You're not interested in saying, hey, you have this contaminant, we need to get something
in. If you drink it, you're going to die.
Exactly. And I respect that about you. But what are some of the contaminants that people may have? And I know it may be more locational, where they're located. But what are some of the contaminants people need to think about, maybe not so much worry about.
You know, we deal with a lot of metals right now, lead, and when we're talking about city water, just the breakdown of the transmission lines that's delivering the water to the house, you know, metals are always a big concern. You know, so we want to make sure, and a lot of municipalities now, they're wonderful to work with. There used to be, my dad got into this business in 1976, and there was kind of a bump in heads between municipal water and independent water treatment companies because, sure. You know, they kind of felt like, hey, listen, these independent water companies just want to sell equipment.
We're delivering good water.
We're delivering good water.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a little bit of truth, but as we kind of have evolved over the years, you know, we realize that, listen, these plants are kicking out great water. They've got great employees running these plants, doing a great job. But there's nothing you can do when you have – it's no different from our decaying roads. You know, our pipes are decaying probably worse than our roads.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, it's time. We're behind.
Well, and water is the ultimate corrosive, right?
That's right. You know, it will – yeah, water will destroy – water is stronger than rock. It will ultimately destroy anything.
You know, that's a great way to put it. Yeah. I mean, the machines that cut with water now are absolutely amazing.
You're exactly right. So the municipalities have done a great job of saying, listen, you know what? We're going to send you out good quality water, but we also want you as the homeowners to safeguard your water in your home as well. You know, you have broken main lines, city lines that happen. You have pipes that are decaying. And by being proactive and putting equipment in, not only are you saving the landfills from filling all these empty plastic bottles from your bottled water you would buy at the store, it's cheaper in the long run, and it's just better water.
You can stick around before you walk through the show?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, when we first met you at Beauchef Water Treatment Solutions, you only had one location. That was over in Brighton. And since then, I know my partner's going to take all the credit for this. You are now in a few other locations. You're opening up a new location in Fenton. We're going to talk about that
when
we get
back. Yeah, I suggested that to him.
Yeah. And a lot of people ask us about their sprinkler lines. Normally, we would say, no, don't soften the water that go out in your sprinkler lines unless your house has just been coated by Rhino Shield because, you know, that red rust that comes out of those sprinkler lines, yep. You wouldn't want to have a beautiful house and then have that red rust
all
over the sprinkler
lines. You better have a finish
lines.
On your siding that will withstand all that abuse.
25-year warranty for a beautiful coating on your next house. Coat it, make it look beautiful by Rhino Shield of Michigan.
Jared Beauchamp at the AAA Auto Expo 6. I added that 6. That's their 6th.
Hey,
one.
That's not written.
Huh?
It's not written.
I know.
He's like Ron Burgundy. Put it in front of him. He'll read it. Jared, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions has obviously been doing things right because you are expanding. When we first met, you said, I'm going to expand. And boy, you weren't kidding. 3 locations since we met you. Brighton was the original one. Howell. Well, it was Brighton, then Waterford. Then Howell, now Fenton, correct?
Actually, yep. It's a good thing correct. We like him because I see his billboards and I'm reminded of him all the time on the freeway. It's cool.
I'm thinking east now.
My mind doesn't stop working. So hopefully my wife is not listening. She's probably shaking her head right now. Oh, you can't go on air with those guys again.
Well, did she know about those
cars?
Well, let's
see. We're going to start looking for you in Lapeer, Ortonville. We'll start finding some places, okay? Just joking.
The reverse osmosis. I'm sorry if I keep beating that up, but I just think that's such a wonderful solution for so many families, young children, even pets, the way people care about their pets today, the water they're feeding their dog or cat.
Yep. It truly is important, the water you're drinking, and it's so great. You know, we run into so many customers that are spending a large amount of money, you know, $20, $30, $40, $50 in bottled water a month. And in many cases, we're going to cut that cost right in half at
Seriously.
Minimum. Yes.
If not more.
Correct. You know, there's articles out there. You know, we've been talking at the office. There's different articles of, you know, the cost of, you know, when you purify your own water, you're paying about 3 to 5 cents a gallon. You know, it's much, much cheaper. You're bypassing all the bottles. The plastics, and also you're saving the landfills.
Anyone that drinks returnables or drinks a lot of bottled waters, those things are just a pain. I mean, they really are. Yeah. They're just a pain.
Yeah.
And we're so
They are
expected to recycle everything, and I think what happens, at least I'll be honest, in my house, sometimes it's like I get a case of the.
It piles up.
It does. It just goes into garbage. I mean, even at this point in my life.
I sneak them into the garbage in my house.
Do you really? Do
I
you
do.
Have to?
As soon as my wife goes to work, I go, okay, I can get rid of this stuff now.
Well, I can't even give away returnables to the kids. You know, a lot of the programs at schools do these bottle drives, and I try to get them to come over and grab them. They won't. So I put them into a recycling bin. I'm not going to get my 10 cents out of each one.
Well,
but at least
no
they get recycled.
Deposit on the plastic either.
Right.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
No, you know what? I won't even mention. Let's not get it's crazy because we're talking about water. That's something I can go into. We're talking about water, but drinking good, clean, healthy water is so important to people. And I just see it, Chuck. You see it. People who are putting up with bad water that don't have to, and you're gonna save them. You're gonna save them money. There's no two ways about it.
Yep, that's correct. And you know, in a lot of cases, the water we buy off the shelves are not all equal. There's spring water. There's purified water.
Yeah.
Do you really know what you're buying or not buying?
Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%.
Yeah. So when you can control it right in your own home, and you can be assured that, hey, this is the water you're getting.
You know we'll run out of time before we're done here. How do I go about contacting Beauchamp without feeling pressure or a bunch of risk and maybe consider getting that pure water in my house?
That is a great point. We, first of all, obviously either call us or email us at beauchampwater.com or 810-632-2000. You know, our philosophy, my background in the water is service. When my dad started in the water treatment business in 1976, he had all of us boys either hauling salt, installing water softeners. I mean,
I like that.
We did it all, so we learned it all. And my dad was the type of person, you know, it wasn't high pressure. I mean, he'd usually come out to your home.
Yeah.
He'd probably spend 2-3 minutes talking about the equipment and the rest of the time just personalized,
the
talking to you about whatever,
land,
the dog, the house,
coffee.
Politics.
Hey,
and that's something you've enthused through your entire company is the no pressure.
Yeah, no pressure.
You told
no
me
pressure.
That when you first came in. You don't want to scare people. You don't need to.
No.
I mean, people who are saying, people know if they have bad water for the most part. They can taste it, can they not?
That's correct. And if they're ready for it, you know, my philosophy is when we meet people, we go out there, we give them the options. You know, you may not be a customer today, tomorrow, next month, but when it's ready for you, we want you to know that we treated you with the utmost respect and we didn't pressure you. Another thing we do with our service department is when we go out to your house, we have a lot of people call up and say, listen, I've got an older softener because we service all makes and models. You know, if you don't have to replace it, if it's an older unit and we can repair it for you, that's always our first.
Do people typically buy those, or do they still lease them? There used to be years ago, you know, you lease the equipment. Is that still a thing or no?
Yep. People still will lease them. We rent them. You can buy them outright.
There are options for anything that they need to fit their budgets is the bottom.
Yeah. We're very creative with it. We've got a rental program that literally you can rent it for the first, I believe it's 6 or 12 months. And then we apply 100. If you say, hey, listen, I love this unit. It's everything that they said it was going to be. Within it's either 6 or 12 months, we'll apply 100% of the rent you paid toward the purchase price.
Do you hear that music? This is such timely music because we only got a couple minutes left, and I want you to answer all these questions. Ready?
Isn't that the truth?
A lot of different kinds of salts out there. You prefer DuraCube. Why? You have something called Salt Sale Saturday, which I want to make sure people are clear about that. So those are really the only two.
I got plenty of time then. DuraCube is just a really clean product. So when the softener, how the water softeners work, you know, it uses the salt to basically do the regeneration. So if you use a good, clean product, it's going to give you better water, and your system's going to last longer. Salt Sale Saturday, as they say, as everyone says, that's we pretty much sell salt every Saturday at a spectacular price, just pennies above what we pay for it.
For pickup, correct?
For pickup, yep. It's kind of our appreciation to our customers for – you know, coming into us and being our customer.
I remember my other customer. What if you're old and invalid, like my partner here, and you can't pick it up and you need it delivered down to the basement?
Yes. I can't lift that bag.
Yeah.
We will deliver it. We will deliver it. We'll carry it right down to your basement. We'll fill the salt tank. The only thing you got to do is be able to give us a credit card or a check, and we're happy.
You know what? I'm big on that.
I got one more. I'm not sure about my system. Will you guys just come out and take a look at it? and maintain it if needed? Do you have a maintenance program?
Quick. Yes, we service all makes and models. Yep, and we also do put you on a maintenance program if you want.
Jared Beauchamp, Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me today, guys.
We appreciate just it. Thank you for taking such good care of our listeners. Okay,
we
get great feedback about Beauchamp.
We greatly appreciate it. Right. Thank you, and thank you to all the listeners.
Go look at some cars.
I am.
Thanks,
maybe I'll go home with one. Maybe I'll go home with one or two. That's a warning to my wife if she's listening.
Be caller number 9 at 1-800-859-0WJR to win 4 tickets to the Novi Home Show, October 7th through the 9th at the Suburban Collection Showplace.
And we've been waking up every morning. It's been a little bit chillier outside. That means those critters, those meese, those chipmunks, those you name it, the squirrels want a warm place to stay. If you want to get rid of them, you want to consider Rove Pest Control.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us for this. Gosh, we've only got an hour left, partner, but we do have some more information. We've got Brian Starrs on the line, I think, and Brian doesn't even talk to us when we run into him. So,
well, I'll tell you what I can't tell you what he said to me last time I wished him happy birthday.
He said he wished you had a different partner.
Yeah, that would be it. Brian Starrs, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning, inside, outside, guys.
Vietnam.
Who is this?
Adrian Cronauer.
So we had to get you on a phone line to actually acknowledge us. Is that it?
Exactly.
Brian.
I tell you what, I'm so happy to be on with you. If I had a tail, I'd be wagging it.
Oh, God bless you. We appreciate you taking the time today. We know you're busy.
And I hate, Chuck, when you make me tell our guests to ignore you. But that kind of stuff you can ignore. But we're going to see you next weekend, Brian. And Chuck, come on. The reason we don't get to talk to Brian a lot when we're at these shows because he doesn't have a free second.
He doesn't.
The man is always, him and Elizabeth and all the gang over there, they are always running
awesome
when we
people.
Go to these shows. They are. So.
Awesome people.
And Brian, this is our fall edition of the Novi Home Show. Let's tell people about it, please.
Yeah, so what we do, the home show franchise, not quite as old as WJR, but we're approaching 90 years, and we do 3 shows a year, and the one coming up October 7th, 8th, and 9th is our fall version, and then we also have a January and an April event as well. But this fall, we're really excited to get going and partner again with you guys as well. As you know, we have our ever-growing WJR Inside Outside Guys Contractors Pavilion, and this year, guys, it's over 5,000 square feet. So
just
we're
a pavilion?
Excited about that.
Just a pavilion?
Yeah, just your guys' area is over 5,000 feet. You're going to feature live broadcasts of your show, of WDVD is going to be broadcasting, and another of your weekend experts, Joe Gannon. And it's also features such proven and reputable companies as Atlas Home Improvement, Basement Plus, Window World. I mean, you guys have a ton of them in there. I think there's 13 to 18 different contractors that do business with you guys that are going to be there.
Yeah. Beauchamp's going to be there.
Yes,
yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
And everyone knows about the InsideOutsideGuys.com, but we tell people, even around the country, you know, when we don't have somebody in another country, we point them towards the Home Builders Association every time because we believe in your mission at the Home Builders Association. And it's educating. When people come to these events, you guys are so interested in educating them how to be a good buyer, right? Good way to put it, Chuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are, and we also provide, you know, contractors that are proven, licensed, reputable, and you can actually take plans in, guys, and work with them right there at the event, and they can work with you, and you get to see it, feel it, touch it, you know, and it's really a great event for anything. If it's literally from your mailbox to the back of the fence, inside, outside the house that you guys handle, there's contractors there for all of that stuff.
And we remind people this is a family event. It's a low pressure event. If people just want to educate themselves about available contractors and products and processes, it's a good opportunity, right?
It sure is. Yeah, it's a great event for that. We have a lot of activities for kids to do there. We're also proud we're hosting again through the Michigan Manufactured Housing Association. We're going to have a manufactured home showcase. That group is actually bringing in 6 models this year. And they range in size, guys, from 574 square feet to more than 2,100 square feet. Wow. And you can tour the homes, and there'll be experts there, representatives and manufacturers, from the manufacturers and even from the communities to answer all your questions about them. But it's just so phenomenal to have 6 homes right on site there.
And I'm glad you mentioned the manufactured homes because in our economy and our environment that we're in right now where it's so hard to find a builder, Chuck and I love manufactured homes. We tell people that all the time, the way they're built inside of a factory, outside of the elements, if people are considering building a new home, the fact that they're putting up a 2,100 square foot house inside of the Suburban Collection Showplace, where else can you go to see that kind of product?
It's phenomenal to see it happen. They bring them in and then they actually construct them right on, you know, patch them together, construct them right on site, and then they actually decorate them out too. I mean, they're fully decorated. They have the most advanced technology in the homes. It's just a wonderful opportunity to take a look at it. And it's not just for the manufactured communities, but they'll answer questions about building on your own property, you know, things like that, or moving homes, et cetera.
Good point.
It's really a great place to be, you know.
I mean, we tell people, if you come for no other reason than to tour the Contractors Pavilion and see the inside-outside guys and then look at those manufactured homes, that alone is an afternoon.
Yeah, it really – go ahead, Brian.
On top of that, what we did is we partnered with DTE this year, so – While we do have an admission fee in, we're giving away a DTE reusable tote bag that also contains Energy Star LED light bulbs, and we're going to give each customer 10 to 12 bulbs in the bag as long as supplies last. So the value of those lights is really more than you're going to pay to enter as well. So it's just wonderful. And then we also have from one of our great sponsors, Great Lakes Ace, we've got a fall cleanup package. They're going to provide two winners that we'll receive: a DeWalt blower, trimmer, a Fisker loppers, edge shears, rake, leaf, scoops, and yard bags. And each of those prizes are over $500. And we've got about another 8 or 10 that range anywhere from receiving a Traeger grill to a $5,000 flooring package to a whole house of windows. If you come on out and visit our exhibitors, you can enter to win those prizes.
What are the hours of the show, Brian? What days is it going to run?
So we're open Friday from 2 to 8. And then Saturday, it's 10 to 8, and Sunday, 10 to 9. And that's this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the next weekend, 7th, 8th, and 9th of October.
And we'll continue.
If your listeners want some discount tickets, they can go on to novihomeshow.com. And if you purchase online tickets, you get them 30% off. And that's sponsored by our great sponsor, My Local Pros. So it's a great value there as well.
Brian Starrs, we look forward to seeing you next weekend, the 7th, the 8th, and the 9th at the Suburban Collection Showplace for the fall version of the Novi Home Show. For more information, people can go to the novihomeshow.com. Thank you so much, Brian. Hey, you want to be the ninth? Thank you, brother. We appreciate you. You want to be the ninth caller right now at 800-859-0WJR. Win some tickets for that home show.
I love it. Good interview. Hey, want to remind everybody, if you're looking for a new roof or you just want to have your old roof looked at by somebody you can absolutely trust, Ken and I trust Victor's Roofing.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. We'll take your phone calls for the rest of this show and tomorrow. And tomorrow we're going to have Jeremiah Campbell, who is the owner of Brickworks Property Restoration, on. And one thing we're going to be talking about is a product that they actually line. Chuck, you and I always mention the masonry chimneys that were put up. Seems like everyone I've ever looked at always had voids between. If you look down your chimney, if you can get up and look down, you'll see voids between those flue tiles. And that's dangerous over the long term.
Absolutely.
Definitely not good for the chimney. But we're going to talk to him about that tomorrow, how to keep your chimneys safer, fireplaces safer, going into the heating season. And right now we are going to talk to Sylvia, who has a question about cleaning her chimney. Good morning, Sylvia. You are on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Question regarding recommendations on a good chimney cleaner in my area. I'm in Saline.
Where are you at? I'm sorry. What's
Saline?
Saline.
So by Ann Arbor, it's Saline.
Yeah, well, we're going to go ahead and give you what we would do first is send someone like Brickworks Property Restoration Management out, and they'll take a look at it and see if the chimney's safe. Most chimneys out there, like we're talking about, Chuck, they need a liner. And the old way of doing it was a steel liner. They put a steel liner up through there, which is very costly.
To upgrade it. Yeah.
Now they can actually put a coat that tile with a cement slurry.
Kind of a synthetic cementitious product, if you will, because it's not just a heavy cement low aggregate product. They've also got artificial ingredients, if you will, that give the finished product
properties that we really need inside a fireplace.
Yes.
High memory. When it cures, it doesn't expand under the heat and then crack like the old masonry would.
The product is actually called a heat shield, which just the name tells it's going to be safer. So the number you're going to want to call Sylvia is 888-MASONRY, MASONRY.
I thought it was 877.
877. You're right. I apologize. 877. You think I would know.
Who tells Ken all this stuff and they never share it with me? Probably Jeff.
877-MASONRY.
No. Did you get it, Sylvia?
Yes, and it's MASONARY.
No
oh,
A.
Oh, don't everyone, put that A in there.
MASONRY. Everyone always wants to do it. So, yep, 877-MASONRY,
all right.
MASONRY. All right?
Can I ask one more question?
Absolutely. Floor is yours.
A good recommendation on tree cutting service. I have had so many come through here, and sometimes they're like a $2,000 difference, same tree.
You're right.
The quote.
You're right.
I just want somebody trustworthy and honest.
Okay.
And, okay, luckily you didn't say cheap, because none of them are right now, right? But
right.
We've got a couple if you'd like them.
Okay.
We've had some listeners tell us good things about Allstate Tree and Lawn, and we've got a phone number for them if you'd like it.
Yes.
It's 248-544-9963.
Okay.
And they're going to be busy. Here's another one. Monster Tree. And they are at 248-826-2375.
Let me add to this, Chuck, because we were talking about a situation earlier that homeowners should always ask for insurance. This is the industry. You do not want them on your property until you have up-to-date, one of the main industries, up-to-date insurance for that company, which includes liability and workman's compensation for their employees. And what you should make sure you do is don't let them just hand you a piece of paper. And this goes for anyone out there listening right now. When you hire a contractor, you want a copy of that insurance emailed to you from their broker. Fair to say?
Absolutely.
Okay, Sylvia?
Thank you so very much.
No, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Stay in touch with us, okay?
Let's stick to the phones and talk to Linda from Manchester. Good morning, Linda. You're on with the guys.
Good morning, guys. It's great to talk with you.
You as well. How can we help?
We have in Manchester, we bought a 120-year-old farmhouse, renovated, great place. But we had a serious bat problem. We had a company that came in and put in the right fence, got rid of the bat. We're not having the bat problem anymore, but they would not do the guano cleanup. And that needs seriously to be cleaned up, and I need some advice.
Well, we have a company you can call.
In the attic now, are you talking about in the attic?
Yes, attic. We have two attics in the house, and it's in the attic.
Okay, so what they're going to want to come in and do is actually remove all that insulation that's up there because I'm sure it's all contaminated. Even if it seems like it's in one spot, it moves around. And believe it or not, the company we're going to refer for that is Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning and Insulation. And if you think about it, they've got all the equipment to suck all that insulation out of that attic and the ability to put new insulation
in.
They got
a specialized crew just for that.
Yep.
Excellent.
Okay, you're driving, so I'm guessing you're not going to write down a phone number, but when you get home, just go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com, click on Air Quality, and they'll come up and give them a call. They'll take care of you.
Okay, and actually, I'm ready to take down a number
okay.
By voice, so
okay.
If you do, please go ahead.
I'm going to say it very clearly. Let's see if it comes up.
All right.
877-349-8877.
Got it.
Okay.
Cool.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Good job, partner.
Well, thank you, Chuck. I'm here.
No, I mean you enunciating clearly. If you did more of that, you could be on the radio.
I'm going to hurt my arm, pat myself on the back there, right? yesterday, I was helping out a lady with something totally different, and underneath her deck, I took a look at her dryer vent coming out of her house, and then I called Amnesty Air Duct Cleaning for her. Let's talk about that for a second when we get back from break, okay?
That's a good idea. Actually, it's a very needed service, so we want to make sure people know about it. You know what? Another needed service. We've said it for 15 years on the radio. If you've got a bad foundation, it never cures itself.
And this company, the Inside Outside guys, wind up getting them as a team partner because of their honesty. And, of course, we're talking about Foundation Solutions 360.
Back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. Want to remind you the phone lines are open for you at 888-654-4897.
All right, we were speaking a little bit about fireplaces earlier. Let's talk to Judy from South Line, who has a concern about hers. Good morning, Judy. You're on with the Inside Outside Guys on WJR.
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Yes, we have one of those ski chalet-type metal cone-shaped freestanding fireplaces. Our house was built in 71. I believe it's been here since then. And we're afraid to have a fire in it, and just because it has an elbow, you know, where the stack goes up, and then elbows 45 degrees to the wall, and then it elbows again straight up through the roof. 90 degrees. And anyway, we don't know what to do or who to call to have them check it. I'm assuming it would get really hot at, you know, after it turns in the two places. And we'd love to be able to have fire in it. We've been here for 17 years and only had one fire in it, just because you're just fearful, because the wall was seeming warm behind it. So I don't know what to do.
You are really a wise woman. The effect of 90-degree turns is huge on
water.
Any.
Yeah. Water, yeah. Fire, air,
exactly.
You name it. You name it. But that is more of wood stove. It sounds like that you have, and those need to be cleaned even more so than a fireplace. Those, depending on how much you burn, at least once a season.
And the type of wood.
Yeah, you're right. And what type of wood? But if you're a big burner, we'd suggest sometimes two or three times a season. And to be honest, as long as they can access it pretty easily, they're not real tough to find, or to clean.
Okay, it's just that it got so hot once that the paint on this, it's one of those mustard yellow colors, has like a gray spot where I'm just thinking it just got too hot and started burning.
That's why they make special paint for those. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to give you a number to a chimney sweep in your area, and we want you to give them a call, let them know the guy sent you, and they'll come out and they'll take a look at it, okay?
Okay, that would be great. Can I ask another question?
You sure can. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is about a water heater that's in the basement, and it's next to a water softener that is a newer softener. The water heater is not a problem. We have great heated water. The bottom of it, we're on a well. The bottom of it shows a little bit of rust. We know not to drain it out because of all the sediment that has been there. Again, we've been here 17 years. This is a Montgomery Ward water heater, according to what the serial number shows me, 1985. We had a company come out here, and he gave us a quote of over $10,000 to get a new water heater, which I think is crazy.
I'll do it for $9,000.
I'll do it for you, right? He'll do it for $9,000. We agree with you. That sounds very expensive.
Oh,
is that a 40-gallon, 50-gallon water heater?
Gosh, 10,000
yeah.
gallon?
Yeah. Okay.
You don't need to replace it until it needs to be replaced. That's the first thing, right?
Once you see the water leaking underneath it, and he's right to tell you not to drain it, but once you see the water leaking underneath it, give one of our team partners a call.
That housing with rust on it is just that. There's a tank inside that. So the housing might be rusting, and the tank is still good.
Right.
Okay.
And I just don't want it to flood. You know, you hear these horror stories. I don't want it flooding and have to call too late.
No, that's going to be a very slow leak. Just keep an eye on it. It's not just going to open up and start flooding. If anything, you'd see some drips at the bottom, and as long as you have concrete down there, you know, you'll be fine. We got another call, but let me give you the number to A1 Chimney Sweeps real quick, okay, in your area?
Good.
248-285.
9691.
Thank you so much. And your Facebook page is hilarious.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's kudos to Ken.
All right. Let's stick to the phones. You're welcome. Talk to Kelly in Washington Township. Good morning, Kelly. You're on with the guys. Is Kelly still there? Boy, there's no song with Kelly and I could call you. But okay, Kelly, let's see. Kelly needs a fix for the exterior of her home. We don't know what that fix be. Feel free to call back when you get a chance.
Hate to give blind advice.
888-654-GUYS. We are broadcasting live from the AAA Auto Expo on Ford Road right here in the beautiful city of Dearborn. Coming up after us, the car show is going to be on.
Yeah.
And this is why we're here. They invited us.
The car show is on from noon to 2. It's about time. I like that show.
Me too. Absolutely. Absolutely. Looking we'll have mine in a few minutes talking before this show starts, eh? How's that
Yeah,
sound?
We should. You know, you and I were chatting a little bit at the beginning of the show at the outset regarding the article in the Detroit News Homestyle section yesterday. Any homeowner out there, well, any property owner out there that's ever going to hire a contractor
should read that article.
Should read that article. And one of the things we do, I think, at least three times in that article is push knowledgeable, experienced legal advice. Attorneys that have dealt with the construction industry. Here's what I found. I've dealt with attorneys that know nothing about builder law, never had any experience with lien issues or anything. I don't want that attorney. It'd be like going to a heart surgeon for an ears, nose, and throat problem. You want a specialist. We've got a few, and there are others out there.
Yep.
But that's huge.
The reason that's great advice is because, you know, when it comes to legal issues, especially if you're owner of a company, you want to see the lawyer on the front side. A good attorney can keep you out of so many bad situations, and they'll teach you lessons. These situations will teach you life lessons that are far more expensive in the long run.
I call it insurance.
You're right.
And
you're
right. We tell everybody they should have a risk management number, kind of like you mentioned earlier. So let's say that your cap, your acceptable amount of money that you would have to take out of your pocket is $5,000. If the job is a $20,000 job, then you need to make sure that you've dealt with an attorney and basically what we call insured the other 15. You know, you've got a good attorney that can keep you out of risking that money.
And short of a good attorney, if you need any housing advice, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. We can help you out there at all times, just like we're about to do with Kelly, who's back. Good morning, Kelly. You're back.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me?
We sure can. How can we help you, ma'am?
Awesome. So I have a two-story house in Washington Township, and I have a lot of wood boards on the outside of the house that need to be replaced before I paint, you know, like mostly around the windows, the bay windows, bow windows, and upstairs windows. And the first person that came out told me basically the job is too small, you know, for them to do. The second person that came out basically said the job is huge, it's ginormous, and I need to replace everything around the fireplace. And so I'm looking for a contractor that I can trust that, you know, may be able to actually take on the job in the Washington Township, Romeo area, or anywhere up in this area that you guys would recommend that you trust.
You came to the right place. You mentioned painting. Who's painting and what are you doing once this is done? Are you painting it or are you having a professional come in and paint it?
I'll have a professional paint it. So I'm looking for a professional to paint it also. And I know some of the pros these days can't find people to repair the board, so they're doing it themselves also. So I'd be willing to do it all in one or two separate, you know, but I'm just looking for somebody to trust, and I trust you guys.
Thank you. Well, we have a couple people. One company, CertaPro, we'd recommend coming out there, and we'll do that. I don't believe McFarland will go out to the Warren area that far to do the painting. Also, a wood house with a wood exterior, we definitely suggest you talk to Mark and Cheryl over at Rhino Shield. Once it's on, they put a 25-year warranty on it. It gives a coating. And we have been referring them a lot for people who have a cedar look on the side of their house, and they can mimic that look with a coating and eliminate a ton of maintenance over the years. So we'd recommend them as well.
Okay. Who do you recommend, though, to repair the board? You know, there's obviously quite a few boards that need to be replaced. I mean, it's a brick house, but, you know, around the windows is wood, and, you know, at the bottom of around all the windows is, you know, kind of rotted away.
I mean, somebody like Rhino Shield, Ken, you've talked for years. They spend most of their time doing that kind of work before they apply their product, and I think they would rather do that than follow someone else in there.
Yep.
So if you give Mark and Cheryl a call, we are huge advocates, Kelly, of having a single company handle as much as they can professionally handle. So if it was my house, I'd rather have the people that are going to be painting do that trim work, that repair, that wood repair, all that if they can.
And, Kelly, we have to go to break. What we'll do is we'll give these numbers out over the air when we get back from break. So please keep listening and write them down when
we
get
back. Thank
you so much. You're welcome. Lynn will be able to only call we're going to be able to take when we get back is Lynn from Warren. So stick around. We'll get her call when we get back.
You know, you recommended that Jared Beauchamp, when he builds his new buildings, is going to need beautiful floors that require no maintenance. They're safe, they're slip resistant, and they come with a wonderful warranty. And the original company in Detroit happens to be friends of ours, right?
Absolutely. If you remember the Woodward Cruise, Paul W. went down to the Pontiac Concourse with the boys from Motor City Floors and Coatings. And if you got a beautiful car like this, or you just have some lousy concrete you want to get covered, please consider Motor City Floors and Coatings.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, Kelly needed a couple of numbers. CertaPro can be reached at 800-689-7271. Of course, that's at InsideOutsideGuys.com.
It is, and the number for Rhino Shields is 810-206-1001. And if we said those too fast, Kelly, because we got to get moving, send us an email at TheInsideOutsideGuys.com. In a minute, we're going to be talking to the gentlemen that are normally before us, but I mean, Chuck, you know how we always get excited about the home show? This is that for them. Let's talk to Lynn real quick from Warren. Good morning, Lynn. You're on with the guys.
Oh, good morning. I need some advice about carpet. I had carpet installed on June 3rd this year, 22, and I didn't move back into my house because I am recovering from a stroke. And I moved back in July 3rd, 22. And within 8 weeks, the carpet was unraveling and getting fuzzy. And I called the place that I bought it from, and after having three inspectors come out, they decided that they're going to replace it. But they said if I got better carpet, I had to pay the difference. Well, I sure don't want this stuff put down again. And I wanted to know, do you recommend a certain fabric? What is the best fabric for wear?
Well, when me and rocks were invented, we would have said wool. But the synthetics...
Well, I'm older than you guys.
The synthetic blends today are fantastic. And you want to look at something. We always used to do the finger test. I would take any sample and I'd push my fingers in between the individual strands. And if my fingers immediately went down to the backer, that was not a high thread count. That was not a plush carpet for me. And I stayed away from those all my life, even in the houses we built.
Yeah, the better carpets... Bottom line, like anything else out there, are going to be the more pricey carpets. But like Chuck says, they're going to be thicker the carpets. They're going to, you know, you can't even, it's hard to get your fingers. You got to work to get your fingers down to that mat. And the less expensive ones that aren't as thick, you can touch those very easily.
And the high-end pad.
Yes.
You got to put high-end pad underneath that good carpet. Most people don't. They'll, even if they buy good carpet, they'll cheapen the pad and... That makes a difference.
My bride and I are in the market right now. We're looking at places to get some carpeting. And, boy, you can get prices now anywhere from, for good carpeting, $70 a yard.
Absolutely.
And they're not inexpensive.
But I got to tell you, if you pick something that you can live with, good carpet can last you, even in heavy traffic, 20 years, 30 years.
So yeah, in your existing situation.
I'm not going to live that long.
Lynn, in your existing situation, I mean, we keep saying you talk to these people. Make sure you put in writing everything you've spoke about with them and send it back to them so you have this in writing.
Okay, put it in writing.
Yes.
Well, what kind of weight? I should also say I'm on a walker, and I will be on a walker.
So no, you want a very low nap, very low nap if you do want carpet.
Well, it's so slippery without carpet. I stayed at my niece's for 2 months, and she has hardwood floors. It was way too slippery.
Yeah, we understand. Unfortunately, we have to get going. We're almost out of time. Do you have the ability to email us?
No, okay. I don't have.
Do us a favor. Go, stay on hold. Give our call screen your phone number, and we will get a hold of you and help you out, okay?
Fair? Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And Dennis in Bloomfield, same thing. You can give us a call back for tomorrow.
Or call us tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow, okay. Right now, we want to introduce the guys who are going to be here, who are nice enough to invite us to this. One of the guys from the car show, Steve Stewart. How you doing, sir?
Still tired.
There he is.
All
there
right,
he is.
Very good.
We got you.
Yeah. You know, you'd think this is the first time I've done this. And, you know, outside of the studio or otherwise, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
Us to be out. So if we're going to be out doing the show, this is a great place to be. Home away from home. If I had to choose a different place to be, maybe Bora Bora. But otherwise, I'm right here with all the great cars.
Steve, one of you guys drives a Corvette. We were talking about those earlier with Jared Beauchamp.
Roger is a huge Corvette fan.
Is he?
Dan is a huge Corvette fan.
Oh, cool.
So the two of them are in Corvette paradise.
How'd you get left out of the loop?
You know, I'm a lot taller than them. And in my earlier years when, you know, my parents said, what kind of a car would you like? Why don't you get something sporty? And so we actually went to a dealership, and they were Corvettes. Said, just get in a Corvette. Just try it. Well, I was very tall.
Back then,
it's like getting into, you know, a low well, trying to pull yourself out. And I ended up getting a Volkswagen Beetle. Now, you want to talk about a contrast, right?
Talk about a classic car.
But I love that car.
Yeah, they were
I
cool.
I love that. It was a great
car. I
like
the reincarnation of that car. I can't believe they quit making it.
I know. It's
you
great.
You had cool parents.
I had my parents always said, you're such an old guy for your age. Because, you know, then I talk about my next car and they go, are you going to get something sporty? I said, well, there's this four-door sedan that I really... Four-door sedan? What's wrong with you?
You like what you like. I'm a pickup truck guy, you know? Hey, so this is, you know, I always talk about we get three home shows a year in Novi, and that recharges Chuck and our batteries every time we go to the home
show.
And it's not a pun. This has to recharge your batteries when you come to something and see all these
people. I mean, absolutely.
Cars.
And I think the beauty of a show like this is that the older you get, the more classic cars there are to view.
Good point. You know? Jared was talking about buying cars, 1989 cars, you know, and I'm going, that's a classic?
Careful. 89. His wife might not know about that.
You're right 20, about
25
that.
Years, I think.
So. We got to tell you, though, Chuck and I, we listen to your show every weekend when we get a chance driving into the studios. You guys have a great show. You really do.
You really do, Steve.
So knowledgeable when it comes to car facts. You know, Chuck only drives brand new vehicles, so he doesn't really need them.
Chuck, I'm kind of with you.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear.
If it wasn't for Roger and Dan, there would be no car advice. So let's just put it that way. They are the experts. They amaze me in what I know. It's by osmosis, just sitting beside
and hanging around him, eh?
And I claim no real vehicle maintenance knowledge. I mean, you know, I know enough to get by. But when it comes to, you know, it's a part 7C and it takes a 3/4 inch this and that, it's all Roger and Dan. I'm just along for the ride. But
it
I have a great
so
time.
It is so impressive. You know, Ken and I started this show because there weren't enough people giving good, trustworthy, dependable information out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And when we found your show, we're going, man, you guys do it with cars. And we truly do love your show, so we're telling people, stick around.
Is this $50 today for each of you, or is it just the $20?
Hey, we take all donations.
Should have been
all donations. Hey.
Well, then nothing. I gave you a chance.
Thank you.
All right, take
hey,
care,
stick around for next 2 hours of The Car Show. It's a great time broadcasting live from the AAA Auto Export here in Dearborn. Danielle, Dave, thank you so much back in studio. Jared Beauchamp, thank you for coming on. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to Jeremiah Campbell from Brickworks Property Restoration and the bonus hour featuring Basements Plus.
Why should people tune in?
Why? Because from the roof to the street to the back fence, the roof to the basement, you got me messed up. The inside outside gotcha. Guys are here for you today and every day. Thank you very much. Stick around, everybody.
Hey, great we also want to thank you, the listener, and Ray Templin for doing such a great job setting up this remote. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ray.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.